Right over here.
Rose Miller was a student at this residential school in Kamloops, British Columbia, a survivor.
Her food was horrible. Everything about her whole life was horrible here.
This apple orchard, now called the Sacred Site, has red stakes representing the remains of 215 children found so far. Revealed by ground-penetrating radar, the unmarked grave sparked an awakening in Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, invited numerous times since the discoveries, hadn't come until now.
I am here today to say I wish I had been here a few weeks ago, and I deeply regret it.
Elders and chiefs from the Tecumloops to Shewepnik community put pressure on Trudeau over what had gone on in these government-sanctioned, religious-run schools. The once oral history, told for generations, is now confirmed.
Our babies are buried here. Our children, our little ones, they deserve justice.
Calls to action for Trudeau are varied, but he summed it up like this.
Let us not forget that what took generations and centuries to break can never be fixed overnight. Not if it's going to last.
My dorm was right on the end of that building there on the girls' side.
For Rose, the memories come in waves, sometimes haunting her.
It's when you drive by here, especially at night, you think about all of us looking out those windows, crying and maybe wondering which way our home is or wondering if our parents are coming for us. All of that sadness comes back.
As quiet returns to this space after a very busy day of back and forth, some tough truths told and some meaningful change demanded. Certainly, that is the demand on behalf of the 215 unmarked graves looking to be identified and to give some relief to those families who did not see their children come home. Jody Vance, Al Jazeera, Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada.